Sometimes you might go through something only in order to be qualified to help somebody else later on. What you're going through has very little, if anything, to do with you. You're in school. You're getting experience. How much experience do you have? Do you run away from everything that's hard in your life? If you go to a church and you want to be the worship leader and they won't even let you sing in the choir, do you just leave and go to another church? Genesis 50:20. With all the stuff that Joseph went through, and now God had promoted him, man, he went from the pit to the palace. His brothers now had come and bowed down to him like he saw in his dream that they would, because now he was in charge of all the food in Egypt, and there was a famine. Watch this. They needed food. They were afraid that Joseph now would take revenge on them. And he said, I'm not in the place of God. Now, Genesis 50:20, as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good. Now listen, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are this day. See, we usually just get the first part of that. You meant it for harm, God meant it for good. But now he's saying, and I went through that. God used your wickedness. It became a sanctified experience. And I went through that just so I would have enough experience, gain enough wisdom, be qualified enough now to be in this position at this time in the world so I can distribute the food to the starving people. Come on, is anybody seeing this? Is it maybe making some of the things that you're going through a little more understandable? Maybe just a little bit more. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying the people mistreating you are right. All I know is sometimes God will use somebody else's wickedness to work something good in me. Come on, if you're going to get good at loving people, you've got to have somebody to practice on. What's the truth? Oh, God, help me love everybody. But just don't put anybody around me that's not sweet and nice. Age and experience teach us what's truly important in life. Okay, listen, when I was 36, man, I was new in ministry. I was working at a church then. I was on the staff of this church in St. Louis, and it was small still, but it was growing real rapidly, and just a lot of great things were happening, and I just felt so important because I was on the staff. Then I had a seat on the front row that had a sign with my name in it every week. And I remember, like, the few really important people, they had a parking place with their name on it. And oh my gosh, I was believing God for a parking place with my name on it. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. I mean, when I look back now and I think of some of the things that I really used my faith for, Lord help us. And oh my, I remember the day that I got a parking place with my name on it. Woo! And it was only two spaces down from the pastor. Whoa! I mean, how important can you be? Well, now, you know, probably when I came into this city, there were billboards with my name on it. And I didn't pay any attention to them, didn't see them. And even if I would have, it wouldn't have done one thing for me, because thank God now at 73, I know having my name on a parking place is not really all that important. Is anybody awake out there? But here's the thing. When we are insecure and trying to find our worth in things other than Christ, we love seeing our name on stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to, honey. Thank you. And boy, I tell you what, when I got to the point where I had my name on the seat, my name on the parking place, and my own office with my name on the door, and every Sunday my name was in the church bulletin. Woo, you just don't know how important I was. And I had this ladies' meeting that I did on Thursday morning, and I can so clearly remember proudly teaching my four-part series on humility. Some of these sanctified experiences you're going through, I'm telling you the truth, later you'll look back. We do not learn things just because we read them or just because we hear one sermon. I could preach you the same sermon 200 times, and although it might renew your mind, it's not going to get worked into your soul until you have to put it to the test in your everyday life. I'll tell you what, at 40, I must have thought that being right was the most important thing in the world, because I certainly engaged in many arguments trying to prove my point in every disagreement. However, I finally learned, and do you know, you cannot find one place in the Bible where Jesus ever tried to prove that he was right about anything. He said, whatever you think, it's up to God. He knows me. I started so many arguments and got into so much strife trying to prove I was right over some of the stupidest stuff. At 45, I thought I knew everything, including what was wrong with everybody else in the world. By 60, I finally realized I really didn't know much at all, and that my opinion about people was not even anything God was interested in. He really didn't care what I thought. If you're 20, 25, 30, you may think that you know so much, but you give it another 10 or 15 years and you'll find out you don't know hardly anything. And I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm just saying that you got to have some time. You got to live a while. And you know what? I think every day we should learn something. You know, one of the things that I've learned in my years, and you know, you may hear messages on this a lot, but I hope just in the next few minutes to really, that what I'm going to say is really going to grip your heart. I have learned that forgiving people who hurt us is probably the most powerful and most spiritually mature thing that anybody can possibly do.